Hello.
Mr. President, yep. Everything's going great, except we've got a couple of problems that I hate to bother you about, but have to. Benitez called me and said that Bosch had reports that American Marines were in the vanguard of some of the Western troops. I told him I was sure that was not so. I checked with George Bundy and with Mac Bundy, and Mac told me that it wasn't true. It was contrary to orders. Amy just called back and put Bosch on the phone. Bosch says that at four of the main entrances to the city, there are American troops backed up by Western troops confronting his own people, that he has ordered his command to avoid incidents, but he says that it's going to be impossible unless something is done. And he says he's terribly concerned, he's very appreciative of everything that's going on, but that the situation may get out of control. Now, Mac tells me that the American troops have been ordered not to get in this kind of a position. And I wonder if some double check on this is warranted. I wouldn't have done it on the basis of one call, but this is the second call.
Well, what are they doing? Are they there in connection with this zone?
No, I gather not. It's at
That's what they were this afternoon. They killed one and wounded nine and hit three more of them before they knew what they were doing themselves.
Well, this is at the four of the main entrances to the city, and it's apparently quite a different kettle of fish.
Why don't you just call Bob McNamara and tell him what this fellow says?
All right, sir.
I'll just tell him I asked you to call him.
Now, Mac also told me about the plan with respect to the four fellows.
Yeah.
And that is, it would be absolutely great.
I think that would be excellent. I don't know anybody but Munoz and Betancourt, and I like both of them.
Well, three very sophisticated guys. The three of them are more sophisticated than Munoz, although Munoz's heart is right. But they're very sophisticated about communists because they've all been in death, life and death struggles with the bastards. All right, so I'll do that.
I wonder if Bosch knew that, if he wouldn't make his people behave and be quiet.
Well, I can get the word to him.
I think you might say that this would give him consideration to something like this, or are you going to propose something like this?
Right.
See what he thinks.
Right.
We don't want to be saying that we're conniving with him or plotting with him or anything, but I think if we can see if they call off any of these prospective fights, if we could work out something of this nature.
Yeah.
So we won't kill any more Marines.
Right. All right.
I just had hell. I couldn't get State Department Bundy. Any of them let me make that statement all day.
Well, you did. It was wonderful. Absolutely. It was just a diamond.
Did they make any comment on it, any TV announcer?
I didn't hear any.
No.
I thought another thing that amused the hell out of me was your taking Prime Network time to go in with the rest of it. That was pretty naughty.
To do what?
I thought you're taking Prime Network time to make a statement about the deficiency bill.
Well, I told them to cut it off. Didn't they cut it off? Was that on?
No, that was on. It just amused the hell out of me. It was marvelous.
Well, I didn't know that. That wasn't of such national interest.
It was just marvelous. I was so pleased with your taking some of their time and money to do that.
Okay, much obliged. Bye.